This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you believe that there are people on this planet that believe it's still too early to decorate for Christmas? Like, what's wrong with you?
She's a 10-year-old who's really savvy. Just gets advice with Dear Abby.
Mix 106.5.
We're coming in hot today, huh?
Yeah. Like, talk about the ultimate shine blocker of all time.
All right, it's time for Dear Abby. This is a segment that we do once a week where Jess needs some advice, and we get it from an unlikely source, a 10-year-old child named Abby. Who is Abby?
She is my niece. She lives in California. We're super close, and so now I just talk to her about different situations that I'm dealing with in my life.
And what's happening this week?
My boyfriend, Garage Boy, still thinks it's too early to decorate for Christmas, and honestly, it's disgusting to me. Can I ask you for some advice?
Okay. Yes.
What do you do when one person wants to decorate for Christmas, but the other person does not? Because right now, I have been holding myself back. I have been holding in my holiday cheer. We are basically almost 2023 at this point, and I still have pumpkins in this house, and I would rather have a Christmas tree.
Yeah, exactly. My mom, we were on the subject of Christmas decorating. She said, can we at least wait until after Thanksgiving? I laughed in her face. I almost got whooped, but I laughed in her face. And then I looked at her and went, wait, you're serious?
Yeah, because Gerald was like, after Thanksgiving. And I'm like, that doesn't sit well with me.
So we aren't waiting that long. We made a compromise to do it.
When is that?
In 2 days.
So you get to decorate this weekend then?
Yes, and I think you should be able to too, because it's only a matter of time until December. I think you should decorate for Christmas.
Okay, so since you're decorating this weekend, I should be able to decorate this weekend.
Yes. Make sure he sees
Thanks,
this.
Thanks, Av. Love you.
I think this is a hard debate. And I think that the person that doesn't want to decorate is probably going to be the one that wins, right?
The one that doesn't want to decorate?
Yeah.
Why would they win?
Because you're going to get your time. It's not like you're never going to be able to decorate.
What do you mean?
Like, it'll come. Holiday decorations will come. But like, when the house is split, how in the world, how are you supposed to solve that argument?
I think like, the person that wants to decorate should decorate. I don't get why I have to be put on hold. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
It seems because like, you know your time will come and it will be more appropriate,
but it's not gonna, it's gonna be here and then it's gonna be over, so that's, it's like, what the heck?
Is anybody else dealing with this in their family right now? Like, the house is divided because one of you wants to decorate and one of you is like, nah. Like, how in the world have you solved that issue? Hello, Sarah. Good morning.
Hey, so I was saying that I think that the final vote goes to the person who puts in the work to decorate the house, but for the people that are on the fence, turkey tastes better when your tree's up. Just gonna throw that out there.
This is such a good point. Exactly. Why am I gonna listen to the person who's not even doing the decorate and allow them to tell me what I can and cannot do when I'm the one that puts everything up?
You would do 100% of the work.
It's me.
Okay, I think actually that may be fair.
Yeah.
If you're the one that is gonna do the work, I think you should at least get more of the say.
And I want my turkey to taste better because according to Sarah, it tastes better when a tree's up, and I believe her.
I don't know about that one. Susan and Glen Burnie, you guys are also split as well when it comes to when to put the decorations up?
Yeah, we are. So the compromise is, since I do the inside and he does the outside, I'm the anti-decorator. He's the decorator.
Yeah.
Decorate the outside while it's nice outside and not freezing. Like, you don't want to be up on the roof when there are 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts. So
okay.
Go ahead and do the outside.
That's fair.
Okay.
And we get a live tree. And I'm not sweeping up pine needles through the entire month of November, so that goes up after Thanksgiving.
Jess, how do you feel about that? Would you feel happy? Because that's a good point, Susan. Like, it gets way colder. As you go on, it's only going to get colder and colder.
Well, that makes sense. Will your Christmas lights up, like, after Halloween? Because that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Half of our neighborhood is, like, decorated on the outside because everybody put their Christmas lights up because it's 70 degrees last weekend.
Yeah.
Would you feel okay with that if you were to just decorate the outside of your apartment, like your little balcony area? Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.